We know the word. We've been sitting under it, and we just sit and sit and sit and praise and whatever. God said, now get on up and let's use what has been planted in you. If you're not going to do it, he's going to bring somebody else off the street just getting saved and do much more in the kingdom of God than you're doing. So don't just feel comfortable that you're just coming to church doing my serving and whatever. God wants to use you, and he called you already.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and welcome to the Light of the World broadcast. It was the Apostle Paul who said, we are fellow workers alongside God. And it was he who also said that we are God's ambassadors. There's no better time than now to allow God to work through your life to reach others for the cause of Christ. Come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's word.
Again, in the last couple of generations or so, the believer's position has been, I want to put God to work for me, don't we? I want to put him to work for me. I want to call in all the things that I need. I want to call in my blessings. I want to call in my favor. I want to call in my anointing. I want to call in my house. I want to call in my car. You're putting God to work. I've heard people say, you got to put a demand on God. How do they put a demand on it? You better watch who you're talking to. God said, wait a minute, hold on. You're supposed to be working for me. How would you feel if somebody's supposed to be working for you and they calling you, telling you what you better be doing for them? That's why we don't know what our calling is. Our only calling we have is calling God to do something for us. But we are his workmanship, called to do good work. We are his workmanship. We are the laborers. He is the Lord of the harvest. He's looking for laborers. And you wondering why God hadn't blessed you. God said, I ain't thinking about that. Let me go over here and see if somebody's working for me. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He said, I got a benefit package already to take care of them. So because of the relationship of love between the Father and the believers, he will show us where he's working. You've heard people even just share and testify that someone come to their home and they pray with them. Somebody on their job asks for prayer. Somebody that they're engaged with. It's all around us. We just need to be available and open our eyes and see what God's doing. And when we can open our eyes, we'll see clearer and we'll see more of the activity of God in our lives. And when he shows us his work, we just need to be quick to join him and then become workers together with the Lord. We can expect God to work through us when we have a committed relationship with him. And I was thinking back on how I knew that God wanted me to pastor. How did I know that? And I asked myself, how did I know that? But I know this, I was busy working in the church. We were busy working in the church. We just had our heads down. We weren't trying to look for a church. We weren't walking around thinking, one of these days I'm going to pastor, and that's my goal, and that's what I want to do, and I want to build the church and all of that. We're just working for the Lord and just enjoying serving. Somehow, and I can't tell you how I knew, but I know I knew. God has a way of letting you know it's him. The reason I can't tell you, or even if I did, I probably wouldn't, because you would try to figure out that's the same way I need to hear from him. God know how to talk to each individual so that you uniquely will know that God is speaking in your heart. And you'll know that you know that it is God. You'll know that you know. I mean, it may not be an audible voice. Probably won't be a text message to your phone. But you know, you're not going to know unless your life is already committed to him. Every person through whom God is able to work mightily had a committed, lifelong relationship with God. I want to just show you about Amos in the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 14. Here was Amos working out in the field. Amos had this thought, and when asked about his relationship to God and what God had called him to do, Amos answered Amaziah and said, I was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a shepherd. And I also took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. Here's Amos says, I'm out working in the field. I'm a shepherd and I'm working in the orchards and with the fig trees, but God spoke to me. Amos was the man that God chose to take a message to the people. And it surprised Amos, but he responded obediently. And God accomplished his purpose through Amos. It surprised him. I didn't know God wanted to use me in that degree, but I'm out here working. I'm not a prophet. I'm not even a son of a prophet. I don't have a prophet in my family, but God chose me. Have you ever felt like Amos? Lord, I don't have no preachers in my family. We never have done any of that, but I don't know why I've been asked to do these things. God knows who he wants to use. If God begin to nudge on your heart, let him use you. Let him use you. Don't be intimidated and say, I can't do that. Or maybe you felt like Jeremiah when the Lord calls Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Our sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See today that I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And the word of God came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch of an almond tree, I replied. And the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Here's Jeremiah, and I'm only a child. What am I supposed to do? God said, don't say you're only a child. I called you. One of the things that I hear from people when we share with them that God may want to use them, I don't know, Pastor. I don't even know if the Lord can use me. What you're saying is like Jeremiah. I'm only a child. I don't know. Listen, when God selected you before you were formed in your mother's womb, he ain't going to change his mind. He's not changing his mind just because you can't get a hold to it at the moment. In fact, when God called you to something, he's going to always call you to something bigger than what you can accept in your own mind, because you're going to need his power to help get it done. He's the one that's going to do it. He says, I'm setting my words in your mouth, Jeremiah. I will do the work, but I just need somebody to talk to me. God's doing the work in the earth, but he just needs a vessel to work through. He needs somebody that can speak for him. He needs somebody that can be the conduit between him and those he's trying to reach. He needs somebody that he can use as his agent. Paul said, we are ambassadors for Christ. He's looking for us. And we need to be sensitive that God wants to use us wherever we are. Don't be surprised how he may want to do it. God is so awesome. God is so magnificent. God will use those that nobody else even suspected that he would use. People will look at you, or you'll look at someone and just think, they don't even look holy. They don't even look saved. They don't look anointed. I shared with the men the other day that I was just asking the Lord about what we're going to do and how we're going to affect our community and our neighborhoods and all that. We need some anointed men. We need some anointed prophets and apostles and preachers coming in through the door. And the Lord says, I've sent you a bunch of men. And I'm like, these guys? Seriously? These guys? These are the guys that are here. You know, every time you ask one of them something, man, Pastor. So I got to start looking at them like God is looking at them. God said, those are the one I sent. All right, guys, you're a mighty man of faith and power. We got to act like it. We got to walk like it. We got to start functioning like it. You are the men whom God has called. Don't say you can't do it. Step on out and do it. Take your rightful place. Be a man. Come on, man. We may be looking for one thing, but I believe God want to raise up a generation that's not with a collar on or a suit, but somebody who's standing next to somebody in their workplace full of the anointing and power and Holy Ghost on their job. People are looking for somebody who can just make that connection with the Lord. They're not looking to those of us who are in the church. They're looking for those who they think is real. God wants to use us, and so expect God to use your calling. You ain't been coming to church for nothing. You ain't just been showing up every week, every month, over the last few years. You just up here going to church, getting your card stamped. No, God has been putting something in you so you can be used for his design purpose. I said, I sent you some men. I said, no, not these guys. Look at them. But he said, look at what Gideon had to work with. God wanted somebody to speak to his people, and he said, Jeremiah, you're it. Jeremiah said, I'm not it. He said, yes, you are. I ain't it, Lord. Yes, you are. Moses, I need somebody to go speak for me. Moses says, I'm not him. Yes, you are. When God calls you, he already knows what he's done. Long before Jeremiah was even born, he had that purpose in him, and he set him apart. Some of us, long before we were born, just think about it. You ended up at this place, at this time. Some of you are from other states, many from other cities, other parts of the city. But where are you? Are you in this place at this time by purpose, not by accident? And God has you listening to this message because it is intended for you to take what God has imparted into you and to begin to put it back out. There's a time to sit down and soak in the word and get built up, but most of us are so fat in the word, we need to be on the biggest losers when it comes to getting rid of some of this word out of us. We know the word, we've been sitting under it, and we just sit and praise and whatever. God said, now get on up and let's use what has been planted in you. If you're not going to do it, he's going to bring somebody else off the street just getting saved and do much more in the kingdom of God than you're doing. So don't just feel comfortable that you're just coming to church doing my serving and whatever. God wants to use you, and he called you already.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm called. And I know it. Glory to God. That same purpose continues today. God's still calling people for a time and a purpose. If there ever was a time for the people of God to be activated, now is the time. Now is the time. If not now, when? It's almost as bad as it's going to be. It's getting worse by the day. And it's time for God's people to stand up. And I believe that there is somebody who want to hear the word of God that never heard the word of God. Somebody want to hear the message that never heard the message. And they haven't heard the message because nobody's been speaking the message of God. They're not coming to church. They're not listening to Christian radio and watching Christian television. When are they going to find out about God? It's going to be the God in you that they're going to have to see. And we got a generation right now, it's almost like a heathen generation where you go into the backwoods of the jungle and talk to people about Jesus. And they say, yes, nobody ever told us. And you're going to run into people in this country that when you talk to them about Jesus, they say, ain't nobody never told me that. So you're going to have to tell them. Tell them Jesus saves. Come on, say Jesus saves. The gospel of the message is a simple message. Just tell them Jesus saves, man. That's all I can tell you. If you got issues, Jesus saves. Have God called you for an assignment in which you felt inadequate to serve? Well, you need to start working in that direction. It was so intimidating to even think about starting a church. Oh, Lord, you got to be kidding. Starting a church? Oh, no. There's a whole lot of other things I could be doing than doing that. Who in their right mind would want to start a church? You know, who in their right mind would want to do that? I know what that entails. You got to smile when you ain't happy. You got to speak blessings on somebody else when you need blessings. You got to pray for people when you're hurting. And you can't let them see you sweat. But whatever thou say, Lord, let's do it. Have you made excuses that have kept you from obeying God? Think about it. Listen. When you think you hear God, you think God's moving, just go on and begin to launch out in that way. God wants to start ministries in your life. He wants to start ministries. And out of this church, he wants to start ministries. We got enough people with enough understanding, enough anointing, and whatever to start all kinds of ministries to bless people. But we just won't step out and do it. I know the other folks in different churches, and when did you start? Well, I was in my church, and I just had this idea, and I went on and did this. Now it's a multi-million-dollar ministry. I'm thinking, how come we don't ever start nothing? God is no respecter of person. He put those ideas in our hearts, and we just think, oh, Lord, I don't want to leave my job, because if I leave my job, I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not telling you to run off and leave your job. When you know your call, though, God will provide. When you know your call. So you can test that calling. Lord, is that you? Do like Gideon, leave a fleece, Lord. No, follow the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost, amen. But you want to test that calling because God will provide for you if he's calling you to do that. But God wants us to do some significant things to bless the lives of people. I was meeting with a group today where somebody just started a ministry. This is what's in my heart. Talked to me about it years ago. It's in my heart to bless these kids that are in the inner city. And this is what God is putting on my heart to do. And we're looking today where people with great resources begin to support that ministry. And it's growing. And now somebody wants to give them another ranch up there near Fort Worth. Somebody just said, hey, can you take this property and expand? Right? But they start somewhere in somebody's heart. The Lord put that in somebody's heart to get started and use that to reach people for the kingdom of God. If you feel like God is tugging in your heart and you feel inadequate, just tell the Lord, Lord, if this is where you're leading me, I'm ready to take a step of faith. Here's what you need to understand. As we're walking with the Lord, God will be shaping and molding us for his purposes. All the things that you're doing, God is shaping and molding you. A lot of the difficult times that we go through is still shaping and molding us for what God wants to do in our lives. Some of us have gone through some tremendous challenges. That way we can know what others are going through when we have to deal with some similar things. God is shaping and molding us. I look back over my life, even when I was in corporate America, all those assignments, God was shaping and molding me for this assignment today. I look back at the corporate training. I'm thinking, you know, that was pastoral training, and I didn't even know it. All the ministry assignments where I volunteered, that was pastoral training. I didn't know it. You don't know what God is doing on you, so the answer is yes, Lord. When God is challenging our walk and he's challenging our commitment to serve him, make sure you recognize that God is shaping your life with his desire to use your life. God wants your heart and your availability turned toward him. If he has your heart and he has your availability, he can do the rest. He can and he will shape your life. He's got to get you ready for your assignment. He's not going to just throw you out there with no kind of preparation at all. So he's going to get you ready. Those God chooses and call know it is God. When he chooses you and he calls you, you'll know it. You'll know it's God. You'll know what he's saying. And then you just need to know how to release your life to him for his purpose. Amen. Let me close with this verse here in the book of Jeremiah. As the Lord has used this analogy, this illustration for Jeremiah of how he worked in the lives of people, this famous illustration of the potter's house. Jeremiah 18, verse 1, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seems best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does? Declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. Here's the picture. When God brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, we normally and we will naturally say, I gave my life to the Lord. Don't we say that? I gave my life to the Lord. I gave my life to the Lord. And the Lord says, if you gave me your life, can I shape it how I want to shape it? Can I use it for whatever I want to use it for? And he says, I want to take and make and mold you into what my purpose is for you when you gave your life to me. You didn't choose me. Actually, I chose you. you responded by giving your life to me. Now I want to take your life and use it. Here's where we are a lot of times. Lord, I give you my life, but don't mess with me. Lord, I give you my life, but I ain't got time for that. Lord, I give you my life, but I don't want that either. I give you my life, Lord, but this is what you need to do for me if you want me to be happy. And the Lord says, if you give me your life, I want to use it in a significant and a powerful way. Let me take you and mold you and make you, and we'll see you do tremendous things in the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you right now for your divine power. We thank you, Lord, as we have committed our lives to you, that you have an expressed purpose for us in this generation, in this culture, in this place, in this hour, right now. We're in the right place at the right time. It is no mistake for what you have planned for us. And Father, again, we make ourselves available to you. We ask you to use us for your will and your purpose. Have your way, Almighty God. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. We belong to you. Come on, just say that with me if you mean that in your heart. Say, Lord, I belong to you. Take my life right now, dear God. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after your will, oh God. God, help me right now to fulfill the vision and the purpose you have already ordained in my life. We thank you that you've anointed us right now with your divine power. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, I thank you for this congregation as we are making ourselves available. I thank you for those who are obedient to reach out to those who are hurting, to pray with those that they are coming into that path. Well, Father, to release your divine power and your presence and your blessings upon those, God. Bring those into salvation that you are reaching, every ripe harvest, Father. We pray right now that the ripe harvest is gathered. We pray right now that we plant seeds right now. Some are planting, some are watering, but Father, you will give the increase. We thank you for those that you've sent to this place. This is your army that you're gathering right now. These are your people, the laborers that's in the harvest field. We thank you, mighty God. Raise up a mighty army in this body of believers, that we're vibrant, Father, and that we're responsive to your call, that we can see what you're doing around us, and that we'll join in with you. And we thank you, mighty God, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, bless the name of the Lord.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and I certainly hope that you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I've been bringing you a series of messages to encourage you and every believer to become engaged in the work of the ministry that God has called you to. God called no one just to sit back and wait until you can pass away and go to heaven. He saved us so that we can be engaged in reaching a lost world with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you are a vital part of that ministry. I hope that this word has encouraged you to get up from where you are and allow God to help you to be the ambassador that He called you to be. I also want to give you an opportunity to come and join with us in our worship. You can meet us online every Sunday at 10 o'clock at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. We also have in-person services. We have our medical team screening those that arrive, and we have social distancing, and we ask everyone to wear their mask. If you're looking for a place where you can get connected, join us at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 16161 Old Humble Road. For more information, or if you have a prayer request, call us at 281-964-1393. That's 281-964-1393. Now, if you need Bibles, books, or study material, call us at the Beacon Bookstore on our campus, 281-441-2885. Now for the light of the world, this is Jared G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.